Viability of ischiamum rugosum salisp. Determined by the tetrazoleum test. Authors: Mary Pamela Portuguez Garcia, Ana Maria Rodriguez Ruiz, Carolina Porras Martinez and Maria Isabel Gonzalez Lutz. Abstract. Introduction. The estimation of the viability of ischiamum rugosum salisp with the tetrazoleum test is a measure for the study of the weed's biological dynamic. Objective: to evaluate the factors that affect the viability of I. rugosum salisp using the tetrazoleum test. Materials and methods. The work was carried out in the Laboratorio Oficial de Analisis de Calidad de Semillas del Centro para Investigaciones en Granos y Semillas of the Universidad de Costa Rica, San José, Costa Rica, in October 2015. I. rugosum salisp seeds were subjected to these treatments prior to the tetrazoleum test. Seed storage, room temperature, 23.9 degrees Celsius and refrigerated temperature, 5 degrees Celsius. Imbibition, embedded and not embedded, caryopsid cot, with cot and without cot, and propagation unit, small caryopsis, large caryopsis, and spikelet. Seeds stained uniformly were counted as viable. Results. There was a significant interaction between storage temperature and propagation unit. The use of large caryopsis had a greater advantage over the small caryopsis, 12.18 to 1, or the spikelet, 181.27 to 1, and this result was stronger under room temperature. There was a significant interaction between propagation unit and cot. All the seeds required cutting so that tetrazoleum could dye the tissues. The effect on the large seed was more conclusive than on the spikelet, 1,326.1 to 1, and that in the small one, 7.39 to 1. The interaction of storage and imbibition temperatures and cutting and imbibition was significant. The seeds subjected to room temperature, embedded, 41.26 to 1, and with cutting and imbibition, 18.17 to 1, were more viable. Conclusion. The imbibition and cutting facilitated staining. The large seed and storage at room temperature influenced the viability of I. rugosum salisp. Keywords: weeds, storage temperature, imbibition, seed cutting.